always a big occasion to be getting a target in Clonus, and hopefully now we can settle down and pull up a big performance, you know, because we've been patchy at times against Cavan and Derry, but hopefully we'll need to bring our A game to be beaten down.
Yeah, the last game was against Derry 2 weeks ago. You picked up an injury late in that game. How are you feeling now?
Thankfully, it wasn't as bad as expected now. My hamstring just seized up near the end, but Callis and Kevin Moore are doing some good work now and plenty of rehab, so not too bad.
Were you nervous after the match then, worrying that maybe it would be something more serious?
Yeah, you're always expecting the worst. Like, you're only missing games at this stage of the season, you know. You put in a big pre-season and training all before that, so you're only missing the game time.
Yeah, it's an Ulster semi-final. Of course, Donegal have had a great record of getting through to Ulster finals. It didn't happen last year against Tyrone in Clonus. Can you go one better this time around?
Well, hopefully, yeah. Last year was very disappointing. We just didn't show up at all, and Tyrone kind of wiped us out fairly handy. So hopefully that's the aim. You know, everyone will be focused now. A big performance, that'll be one 70-minute performance to get into hopefully another Ulster final.
The form so far in an attacking sense has been quite good, racking up some big tallies. Do you think the forward unit is working well together?
I think it's definitely working well together, and there's a lot of emphasis on the forwards, but the defenders are coming up well and they're supporting and making our life a lot easier, you know. Players getting ahead of the ball, so it's a good job. And when you have Patrick McVertie playing the way he's playing, it's not too bad.
Patrick is obviously one of the most informed players in the country. Do you have to be a team player sometimes and do the decoy runs to ensure he gets on the ball?
His runs will be very good, so you just kind of know, you kind of sense when the ball's coming in his direction or my direction, and we just kind of feed off each other.
Downer obviously going to bring a big test to you on Sunday. They reached the Ulster final last year. Over the last couple of years, they've been capable of getting big results, and they'll be aiming for another one this weekend.
Yeah, definitely. There's some very good players. They have Harrison and Johnston, and you have Caelan Mooney coming from deep. So definitely there'll be a great challenge, and they're going to bring a hard edge to the game. So hopefully we can do enough. They had a very good win against Monaghan last year in the semi, so we'll not be taking anything for granted.
Yeah, and they're coming in on form too after a good win over Antrim themselves. So their confidence will be high.
Yeah, definitely. I know they had a few wides against Antrim, but they're fairly comfortable throughout, so there'll be a different kettle of fish come Sunday.
And obviously a big prize this weekend, you know, a place in the Ulster final, you know, back in it, the big day. There'll be a big crowd about if you can make it, so I'm sure it's a big incentive for you to do the business this weekend.
Yeah, definitely always a big prize, but we're just kind of looking at Sunday and take it one step at a time, and down's the next step, so hopefully we can get a performance for 70 minutes and reach another Ulster final.